हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 5 कर्म योगा एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। बाह्यस्पर्शेषु अशक्तात्मा विन्तति आत्मनि यत्सुखम्। सा ब्रह्मयोगयुक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयमश्नुते। बाह्यस्पर्शेषु अशक्तात्मा विन्तति आत्मनि यत्सुखम्। सा ब्रह्मयोगयुक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयमश्नुते। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं सक्षरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तं स्वामिन् इति नामिनं। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवैन् गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देश तारिणी। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 5 कर्म योग एक्शन इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। लास्ट 2 shloka, Krishna beautifully explained about the Pandita, versus self-realized person. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavigastani Suni Chaiva Swapakeja Pandita Samadarishna. One who is having a knowledge, he will be have a Vinaya, then he is equally situated. He will see without any discrimination and he will see everything in a equal vision. So, after that, Krishna explained about the self-realized person, how he will be active, his character. Self-realized person means he will neither rejoice when he is getting unpleasant things, and neither he laments when he is getting the unpleasant things. So he understands the position of the God, the science of God, as well as he is also not bewildered. So such a person, Krishna explained in this shloka. Basically, Krishna explained in this shloka about the material happiness and the spiritual happiness. So, as we know, this material happiness, actually, it is always limited. But the spiritual happiness is actually never ends. Actually speaking, the happiness means it should never end. It is actually a never-ending happiness which will be there. If anything gives you unlimited happiness, that is a real happiness. So if you see anything in this material world, it will give some happiness. After that, it will disappear. So here, internal pleasure means it never ends, and the ever new pleasure. So from the happiness from the Atma, because it's always get a new pleasure. Because Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha, he is always enjoying. So when this Atma is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he gets unlimited happiness. So that's why many people, if you see, the person who is engaged in the spiritual activities, he will be very, very happy. We can notice and we can absorb in our life also. So this the external pleasure is very limited. So because it is actually the coming from the senses, it is connected to the material world. This Atma is connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this senses is connected to the material world. So the material world itself, it is a temporary. Krishna says that to Kalyam and Asashvatam. This material world, it is actually temporary. It is created and it will be annihilated. But the spiritual world is our eternal. That's why the happiness which we receive from the Atma is always eternal. So this material world actually, it will finish. So this material world happiness is compared to the water in the images. So just like for example, if you are walking in the desert for several kilometers and if somebody gives water in the hand, and we cannot get satisfied, we need to drink more water, but it is not available to drink. So similarly, in this material world, we want to actually enjoy the happiness because we are Atma. If we try to connect this Atma with Paramatma, then we get happiness. But since we identify with our body, we try to enjoy with our senses. So this is sense pleasure is just like somebody giving a handful of water in the desert. It will not satisfy. So that's why the Sasara says we should always connect ourselves with the Supreme. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that in this material world, sex pleasure is the highest of all the pleasures. So whatever the pleasure we have, the sex pleasure is the highest of all. So that's why many people are get attracted to the sexual activities, but the sexual activities also gives the highest pleasure in the material world, but that is also a very limited pleasure if we get it. So that's why this internal pleasure, it never reduces, but the material pleasure, it will end. That's why it is mentioned we should always connected to the material, connected to the this Atma with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we get extremely happiness. So just like for example, if you have 1 lakh rupees, if you share with others, what will happen? For example, if you are giving 50,000 to somebody else, what will happen? And you will have only 50,000, not 1 lakh. Because we already given the 50,000 to someone else, so now we will have only 50,000 in our hand. But imagine the spiritual pleasure. If you have, for example, some knowledge, if you have some bhakti, so if you give to others, if you share with others, just like now I have some. Now we are reading from Bhagavad Gita, so I am sharing with you all. So it is instead of reducing, it is the bhakti is increases. The more we explain to others, the more we share our bhakti, our happiness, the internal happiness with others, our bhakti increases. So that is the difference between the spiritual and the material. So even though the money, when we share with others, and it will reduce us. So for example, if you have the food. For example, if you share some food with others, the food will reduce us. But in terms of the spiritual, if you have some bhakti, if you talk about Krishna to others, what will happen? And the other person also will get Krishna bhakti, and we also, our bhakti also will increase. So that's why we should always try to connect everything with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sage of Kali, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the sage of Kali, chanting the holy name of Krishna is a very perfect for getting the happiness, maximum happiness we can get by chanting the holy name of Krishna. So that's why the Yogi, the Pandita, the self-realized person, he is not at all interested in any material happiness. Because material happiness is comes and goes. It is never stay with us. It will come, then it will go. So similarly, the self-realized person, and he is not at all bothered, because he knows that whether if he get happiness or distress, anyway it will go. So whether, for example, if you get some happiness, it will stay for some time, then it will go. So similarly, the distress also, when we get some distress, it will stay for some time, then it will vanish also. So whether happiness or distress, this will come and go. So that's why this pandita, the self-realized person, is not at all care for this material things. So he always connect with the Supreme. So there is a very beautiful story explained that there is a Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he is a South Indian Brahmana. So this South Indian Brahmana, he is very much attracted to this one prostitute. Her name is Chintamani. So he is very much attracted to this Chintamani prostitute, and he will go and enjoy like anything. So one day, his father is passed away, and he finished his father death ceremony, Shraddha ceremony, and then immediately he ran to this prostitute Chintamani. So while he is going, so much of rain, so much of flood, it is impossible to reach the prostitute house Chintamani. But still his desire was very, very strong. His desire was very, very strong, and he is very, very lusty. Because of that, he taken so much of determination. In this world, people, if you ask them to read Bhagavad Gita, then they will read 2-3 shloka, then they will sleep. But if you take other things, they are very, very determined. Yes, I must do. So that's why, similarly, this man, this Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he is very, very become determined to enjoy this prostitute. He is not at all worried whether rain is coming, flood is coming, everything. He is not at all worried, he is not at all bothered like anything. So, that's why if we have the determination in our with us, then we can cross anything. If you don't have a determination, even to do small thing, it's become complicated. We may do small things. If you don't have a determination, oh, this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem. Many people, if you see, they will be always telling, oh, I cannot do this. But if you have the courage, to have a determination, just like this Bilwa Mangal Thakur, even though there is a lot of rain is coming, flood is coming, he is not at all worried. His only desire to enjoy the prostitute. So similarly, instead of life, we should also have a strong determination in the spiritual path instead of the material path. So this Bilwa Mangal Thakur, somehow he reached this prostitute house Chintamani. So when he went there, and this Chintamani, she closed the door and she locked, because so much of rain and so much of flood is there. So this Chintamani thought, anyway, so much of rain, so much of flood is there, anyway, Bilwa Mangal Thakur will not come today. So she already closed the door and locked. So this man, he went and saw this door is locked. Oh my God, what to do now? So then he started jumping. He is a started climbing on the wall. So that time he was so determined, so lusty, and he did not even see there was actually he was holding a cobra and climbing. He was thinking illusion that this is he thought that this is a rope. So he was holding a cobra and climbing. After that, he went to the top of the house, then he jumped inside the Chintamani house. So Chintamani, when she saw this Bilwa Mangal Thakur, she became extremely, was thinking, my God, this man, so much of rain, so much of flood, and the door is locked, and he was coming in the top of the house and jumping. This man is so much lusty. So Chintamani saw this man full wet, his cloth and everything totally wet. Then she gave a beautiful advice to this Bilwa Mangal Thakur. Hey Bilwa Mangal Thakur, how come you cross this flood? You are so much determined to enjoy. But actually, if you see, you are simply get attracted to the lowly bag and flesh and bones. You see, this is generally, if you see what we have. We have some bones and flesh and bones, that's all. ஒன் டே என் மேன் ஈவன் டு ஒன் பியூட்டிஃபுல் கேர்ள் ஐ யூஸ் டு டூ லவ் ஐயோ ஐ லவ் யூ ஐ லவ் யூ தென் திஸ் கேர்ள் வாண்டட் டு டீச் எ லெசன் ஸோ திஸ் கேர்ள் சைட் ஓகே யூ கம் ஆஃப்டர் டூ டேஸ் ஸோ திஸ் கேர்ள் வாட்ஸ் யூ டிட் அண்ட் சி ஆஃப்டர் டூ டேஸ் திஸ் மேன் வென்ட் டு திஸ் கேர்ள் அண்ட் நோ ஸோ ஆ வைல் திஸ் மேன் வென்ட் தேர் அண்ட் ஒன் கேர்ள் வாஸ் சிட்டிங் ஸோ திஸ் மேன் ஆஸ் தேட் ஓ வேர் இஸ் சச் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் கேர்ள் திஸ் பிளேஸ் ஒன் பியூட்டிஃபுல் கேர்ள் வாஸ் தேர் வேர் சி இஸ் தென் திஸ் கேர்ள் சைட் ஐ ஆம் தட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் கேர்ள் ஹவு கம் யூஆர் சேயிங் தட் கேர்ள் வாஸ் சோ பியூட்டிஃபுல் நோ 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 யூ ஆர் சிம்பிளி லைங் சி சைட் நோ 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 ஐ ஆம் த சேம் கேர்ள் மை நேம் இஸ் திஸ் மை நேம் ஸோ தென் திஸ் மேன் ஹவு கம் ஐ நோ 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 ஐ ஃபம் டவுட்ஃபுல் யூ ஆர் நாட் தட் கேர்ள் யூ ஆர் சம்திங் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் சி சைட் யூ கம் வித் மீ ஐ வில் ஷோ யூ ஆல் தட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் திங்ஸ் ஸோ தென் சி டுக் இன்சைட் டு ஹர் ஃப்ளாட் அண்ட் தென் திஸ் மேன் சா ஆல் தி பக்கெட்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் தட் பக்கெட் அண்ட் வாட் சி டிட் திஸ் ஆக்சுவலி சி வாமிட்டட் எவ்ரி திங் ஃபார் டூ த்ரீ டேஸ் சி டிட் நாட் டேக் அன் ஃபுட் அண்ட் சி சிம்பிளி வாமிட்டட் அண்ட் கலெக்டட் த ஆல் த வாமிட்ஸ் இன் தி பக்கெட்ஸ் ஸோ தென் சி டோல் டு திஸ் மேன் யூ சி திஸ் இஸ் த பியூட்டி ஸோ ஆஃப்டர் டூ டேஸ் வாமிட்டிங் திஸ் கேர்ள் பிகம் வெரி வெரி அக்லி then this man run away from that place so similarly this is a Chintamani prostitute advised this to Billamangal Thakur hey you are simply attached to attracted to this lowly bags of flesh and bones so that's it what the pleasure you are getting is very very limited you see how much you are not you are you know not bothered to cross the flood and today only your father is passed away you finished the shraddha ceremony immediately you are running and coming here but the what pleasure you are getting and simply small happiness you are getting so instead of that you go to Vrindavan see advice you go to Vrindavan and serve Lord Govinda so when you serve Lord Govinda you will get the unlimited happiness you will completely satisfied so in this way she gave a advice so then immediately this Billamangal Thakur he proceeded to Vrindavan so while he is going Vrindavan she came she met he met another a brahminical lady so this man again attracted to this another woman this brahminical brahmana wife then he was thinking oh my god what is this I got attracted to this Chintamani she told me to go to Vrindavan and sir Govinda now I have attracted to another woman so in this way then he removed his he taken the hairpin and the prick on the both eyes now he became totally blind after that somehow other he went to Vrindavan so after going there he every day he used to sing the beautiful bhajan with his veena he used to play a veena and he used to every day he glorify the supreme personality of Godhead in this bhajan so when he is playing bhajan he already blind and he enjoy himself very very beautifully and the Lord Krishna himself he used to bring prasadam to this man Krishna used to come anyway this man is blind he cannot see whether this is the supreme lord or boy so the Krishna he comes directly and he prasadam to this man and sometime he Krishna hold his hands and takes to his place for the where he is a resting place so in this way Krishna used to come daily and here there is a bhajan of Billamangal Thakur one day when he is doing a bhajan Krishna himself he played a flute very very beautiful flute that's the Billamangal Thakur he become extremely happy then he understood that this boy is not ordinary boy he is a Krishna Govinda himself then Krishna used to you know when he is after playing flute and he used to hold the hand of the Billamangal Thakur he used to loudly you know laugh then immediately then Billamangal Thakur is about to touch Krishna then Krishna ran away so then Billamangal Thakur sing a bhajan hey Krishna you can run away from me but you cannot run away from my heart so in this way he enjoy within himself and he used to sing bhajans very 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 beautiful so that's why as Krishna says in this shloka when we engage ourselves in the internal activities with the Atma, then we get the enormous amount of happiness. You believe it or not, you just try to engage yourself in the Bhakti Yoga process, then you see yourself. We may see that, you know, we will get an enormous amount of happiness, but as long as you are not practiced, then we cannot understand. Just like, for example, the man can say the sugar is very, very sweet. So unless somebody is not tasted the sweet, and he cannot understand that sugar is sweet or bitter. So as soon as he tastes the sugar, now he is, yes, very, very sweet. So similarly, when we understand that, the internally we can get happiness, then externally, sir, what happiness we can get externally? For example, we take some gulab jam. As soon as it is passes the throat, happiness is finished. We buy some sari. As soon as we washed one time, the happiness is gone. We buy some car. If somebody put a small scratches, after 2-3 months, the attraction for the car is finished. So similarly, we can talk about so many things about this material world. This material world, the happiness is very, very limited, and whatsoever we try to enjoy, this happiness is very, very limited. Just like many people, they're smoking. When they're smoking, what happened? This all, actually we are killing ourselves. We are thinking that people are enjoying, but actually we are killing ourselves. Yeah, one day, one Maharaj was, he was explaining, when he is passing on the road, he saw a big, very big advertisement, the king of cigarette. It is mentioned that if you smoke, you can become the king. After that, after the few distance, there was another signboard. It is mentioned, go right. For what? It is a cancer hospital, it is written. So he was telling that if you become the king by smoking, then where you will go? You will go to the cancer hospital. So similarly, in this material world, whatever happiness we get it, we are actually destroying ourselves. We try to enjoy for the small happiness. So this many days we engaged ourselves in the activities of the material things. Just for a change, you try to engage by chanting the holy name of Krishna, reading Bhagavad Gita, hearing Bhagavad Gita, and worshipping the Supreme Lord, then we will feel internally very, very happiness. Internally very, very happy. This happy nobody can destroy. It will be always with us. We can get the new pleasure, because Krishna is a Navayovanam. Navayovanam, he get the so much of happiness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The conclusion for this shloka is, the internal happiness is always never ending. It's so much of happiness we'll get it. This is my outside external happiness are very, very limited. We may try to enjoy, but it will come and go. It will vanish immediately. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.